Tonight's share is sponsored by Rabbi Danny Rubin in memory of his mother, Yehuda, sponsor of Yechiel, whose yard site was today. She should have an Eloi to her neshama. The Mishpacha should have bracha. We're going to continue, actually going to be the last of this mini series in a series of what to do with relationships, money relationships between us and Akums. Briefly reviewing what we had until now was we Gezel Akum, stealing from an Akum is, according to Moshitas, as prohibited as stealing from a Jew, meaning going into his house and taking something out or pickpocketing them. That is also deraisa according to Moshitas, and that's the way we came out. Most Poskim say you should consider it an issa deraisa. The next case, when you got the money beheter, they lent you money, or they work for you and you owe the money and you refuse to pay, so that could either be oshek if you refuse outright to pay. That could be oshek even though it's reyacha. We said there's other isurim which also are probably deraisa. But if there is hapkas halva, meaning that no one knows about it, there's no chilul Hashem involved, and the person died, and there's only different heirs are left, and there's no chilul Hashem, so then we said that that's called hapkas halva, and that's permitted according to the Gemara. Last week we spoke about ta'us akum, and that was a different type of case. That was a case where the money didn't come to you the heter exactly. It wasn't like they lent you money or that they work for you and you owe them money, but they made a mistake. They gave you too much change. They gave you too much merchandise. So that came as a result of a mistake. So that's no worse than hafkaz hava. So it's mutter. Except if there's a chilul Hashem involved, just like by hafkaz hava, you have to avoid chilul Hashem at all costs. So if there will be a chilul Hashem by you taking that extra change, testing you, we said this story with Rav Yaakov last week, and it could be chilul Hashem, and because they think all the Jews are dishonest, so then for sure you have to return it. And even if there's no chilul Hashem involved, we said if there could be a kiddush Hashem created by returning it, so that's where Rav Yaakov's story came in, that he had created a kiddush Hashem by returning that extra money to the post office and telling people to, and that ended up saving a lot of Yidden during World War II. So if there's a kiddush Hashem, so then also there's reason to return a toes, that a mistake that they made. Tonight we're going to talk about the last possibility that I could think of, and that's called hatoyas akum. Not where the akum made a mistake, but where you cause the akum to make a mistake through different means of deception, whether intentionally or not intentionally, you do some type of deception. So in that case, you're not like you put, we'll have a whole list of cases, you falsify documents to get him to give you money. So in that case, you didn't go into his house and steal something from him, he gave it to you willingly. But it's not like the cases of Tohu's Akum or Hafkaz Hava, where he gave it to you willingly, fair and square. You know, he knew what was going on, he knew he was lending you the money, and he knew, or he made a mistake, an honest mistake. Here, you caused him to make the mistake, so like, you actually stole it, but without your fingerprints on it. You caused him to make a mistake. So how does that fit in to these halachas? Can you cause him to make a mistake? And if you did, what's the halacha, what you have to do? So the cases that I sent the email are a case beyond that. The case was, someone told me this case, that they were in Lakewood, someone in Lakewood was going shopping, and they put all this, they went to buy a stroller, and a children's stroller, they bought a stroller, and put a lot of, you told me,
someone else.
Okay, and then they put all their items in the stroller, and they went to the checkout counter, put everything on the checkout counter, and then put everything back into the stroller and walked out of the store without paying for the stroller. Right? Are they mechuyev to go back and pay? So of course, why not? Because suppose they ended up going to Baltimore afterwards, and it's going to cost a lot of money to go back and pay. If you steal, you have to go back and pay. But do they have to in such a case? Or it's a little can of tuna. They asked them, how many do you have? And he said 48, and the truth is he had 50, and you find that's your case, you find that there's two cans extra when you get home. So that's not Tohu's Akum. The Akum didn't, you didn't say, can I have 48 cans, and he gave you 50, and now you have two extra he gave you by mistake. Here it's that you misled him. You told him that I have 50, and you only told me you had 48, and you really had 50. So what do you do in such a case? Or another similar case is that you order a box of checks, and there's four boxes supposed to come, and one is missing, and you call them up, and you say, I'm missing one of the box of checks, and they say, okay, wait a week, call us back. You call back in a week, they're still not here, and they send you the new check, and then the old one shows up. Right? So, there also, you didn't do it on purpose. It's not that they, but it's not really toast. They sent it to you because you asked them for it. So, what do you do in such cases? That's going to be our final cases. We'll have other cases along the way. Okay, when we talk about tricking an Akum, right? Deceiving and tricking an Akum, right? The cases we talked about where you just trick them by mistake. How about you're purposely tricking them? What is halacha about that? I'll say right away, it's aser, but let's see the different shitas involved.
This word is tricking.
Hatoyas. Causing him to make a mistake. Deceiving him to cause him to make a mistake. Right, that's not the cases we said were after that fact, but here we're talking, can you falsify an insurance and say you live in you want the insurance, you live in the city, but you get your friend to put the car in his insurance policy, he lives in the county, and you say, well, it's really his car, and except it's parked by your house. Right, so you're falsifying to get a cheaper rate, or someone just asked me today.
That sounds like insurance fraud.
I mean, okay, so you're allowed to do that, that's the question. Or someone asked me today that someone in his family needed medicine. Well, I'll change the case a little bit to make it more what's Nogia tonight. He needs medicine. Someone in his family needs medicine, but they didn't fill the deductible yet for the new year. Can they have the doctor prescribe it to the sibling who already filled the deductible? It's the same medicine, and that way they won't have to pay.
Right.
You're deceiving the insurance company. So the halacha is like this. The Gemara says, Ki hod shmuel, the same guy we had last week, only this week I'm putting in Rashi's pshat. Our school didn't use Rashi's pshat. We'll see why. Last week we learned a different pshat. But this week we learned Rashi's pshat in the Gemara with the Maisa with Shmuel. Where Shmuel said, Talos Akam is mutter. It's a mistake. If an Akam makes a mistake, it's mutter. And the case was, Ki hod shmuel, zavani kusi, Lach medidava. Shmuel bought a gold bowl from a gold bowl from a kusi. The mar de paris la barbazuzi, and he thought it was really copper, and Shmuel paid for it. So that was the toast. The kusi thought it was copper. Shmuel saw that it was gold, so he's allowed to keep it because that's toast akum. But then the Gemara adds another fact. The Avlele Chadzuza. Now last week we translated based on the Aruch, based on Tolos Hakum. We said that Shmuel gave him, he threw in an extra Zuz, so that way the Kusi will be happy that he got $5 instead of $4, and he won't try examining it, he'll go away happy. He's hoping, oh, the Jew made a mistake, I'm happy. But Rashi said, Pshad was Avlele Chadzuza. Rashi says that he swallowed a Zuz. Now the Rashi on the bottom. He made another mistake. Shmuel withheld a zuz of the value, and he tricked him. That not only did the Akum sell the gold bowl to Shmuel, thinking it was a copper bowl, but Shmuel, adding insult to injury, gave him only three zuz instead of four zuz. Right, so that's why Rashi learns the pshat. So Rashi clearly holds that not only is it mutter if the Akum made a mistake on his own, but you can even cause him to make a mistake. Like not only if he gives you too much change, you're allowed to keep it. He gave me too much change, I don't have to give it back. Unless it's Chul Hashem or Kiddush Hashem, of course. But not only can I keep it if he made a mistake, but I can try giving him a little bit less, and hopefully he won't notice it. And once again, as long as there's no problem with Chilul Hashem, Rashi will agree with that. Rashi is assuming there was no Chilul Hashem here, and Shmuel took advantage of the situation. He was able to put the money in an envelope and go away, and there was a lot of people there. Somehow there was no Chilul Hashem issue, and he was able to trick the Akam in taking only three zuz instead of four zuz. The Knesset Agdolos, as we see, arrive from the next case, also in the Gemara, Ravina, Zavan Dikla. Ravina bought a palm tree, hu bekusim salacha, and the reason they bought it was to cut it up, and not for the pots, for the dates, but to cut it up, and each will get pieces of the tree. So Amar le Shama, Ravina said to his attendant, kadam v'aitim eikar. Look, we made a deal; we each get 50 pieces, or each getting half of the pieces. Let's be smart about it. You go get the pieces from the bottom, because in the bottom the trunk is wider and the pieces are bigger. The kusim in yada yada, because he only is going to look how many pieces you took. He's going to think that you took them at random. But you be smart about it. Take the ones on the bottom. So that way we'll end up with the bigger share. So Knesset Dov says it's another rye from this Gemara too, that not only is it permitted if the Akum made a mistake on his own, but it's even permitted to cause him to make a mistake. Now the Yamshel Shlomo, he disagrees with the whole thing, but he says even according to Rashi, who holds that Hatoyas Akum is mutter, it's permitted to cause him to make a mistake. That's only a case like this, where first of all, of course, there's no Chilul Hashem, and second of all, it's where in Shmuel's case he had bought the bowl. Now he has the bowl in his possession. And now he has to pay the Akum for the bowl. How much does he have to pay him? He owes him $4, because he took the bowl. He has to pay him $4. And not paying the whole thing is hafkas halvah. It's like a loan. It's like been converted into a loan. I bought it for $4. I now owe you $4. It's like I have a loan to you for $4 that I have to give you that money. That's the way Rashi looks at it. But the Yamshel Shlomo says Rashi will agree if it's just a simple transaction when I come in knowing that I'm going to try to cheat you. You want to sell me this thing for $100, and here I give you 95 singles. Here's the money, and let me take the thing. So that there was no loan to say that I'm just trying to avoid paying a loan. Here's just gezel. I'm stealing from you. You wanted to sell to me for $100. I'm only giving you 95. So that's what the Yamshel Shlomo says. Pshat in Rashi. The Machane Efrayim says it's fair to say Pshat in Rashi like that because, first of all, the halacha is that by an akum, as soon as you, it's not so simple that when you take the bowl into your possession, you've acquired it by an akum. According to many shittas, you have to actually give him the money. So even in Shmuel's case, it wasn't a case where he now owns the thing and he has to pay you money. And to say that we're talking about who gave the money first, did you have the object first, it's not so simple. The Machane Efrayim says that Rashi is learning simply that there's no problem in tricking the akum. The only issue is where you go and steal it without his knowledge, that's called gezel. But over here where he's giving it to you willingly, you just tricked him into wanting to give it to you willingly. So the Machane Efrayim says that's Rashi's heter, that you can even trick the Akum into giving you that object. So that's Rashi Shita, and we'll see the Ramah even brings it as a Shita, but we'll see most Rishonim and Poskim disagree. Why do they disagree? Two reasons. First of all, there's a halacha called Ganeva's Das. Ganeva's Das means that I can't do something that's going to cause a person to have false good feelings about me. Like, invite them to, I know they're going out of town for the weekend, and I invite them for Shabbos, their whole family, please come for Shabbos, I know they're going out of town, so they're going to feel good that, oh, he wanted to do me a favor, I owe him something now, when really I knew that they were going to say no. That's Ganeva's Das. And this halacha applies even to an akum. The Mishnah in Chulin says like this, in Gira Noshe, Tzadi Gimel on the base, Shaleach Odom Yorech, Le'ovei Kachavim, Shegira Noshe B'Socha. You're allowed to send a side of an animal to an akum, even though the Gira Noshe is inside it. And they become a nikra, because everyone can see that the Gira Noshe is inside. The Gemara first thought that meant because we're worried that he'll end up selling it to a Jew, and the Jew will know that he bought it from another Jew, and he'll think the Gira Noshe was removed and he traded. The Gemara has all different pshatim. The Gemara finally says, Ibai Sam, this is pshat. You know, it's only okay to sell it to him if it's clear that the Gira Noshe is still there. But if you send him a slice of meat where you can't tell whether the Gira Noshe has been removed, then you can't send it. Why? Mishum to call Ganav by the Daiti, because you're stealing his mind. You're tricking him. You're misleading him. The Omer Shmuel, because Shmuel said, "Aser lignov das abrios." You're not allowed to steal someone's mind. Afila daita shalav kechad, even of an idolater, you can't steal anyone's mind. And that's the same thing over here, because he's going to say, "Look, this Jew is so nice to me. He bothered traboring the meat. They took out the gid hanasha, even like just like as if I was a Jew, and I really don't care. But he cares about me like he cares about his fellow Jews. He's going, you're tricking him. You can't." Trick and Hakam in such a way. And the Gemara gives other cases. Hod Shmuel Abafayrishim, or Shmuel never says it's Befayrish, Elam Akalim, or we see it from a case that involves Shmuel. The Shmuel Abakal, Arav Vimavra, Shmuel was crossing a river in a ferry. Armele Lashame, and he told his attendant, Paisei Lamabure, go pay him for taking us across. So Paisei, his attendant, gave him the money. Vidikven, and Shmuel was upset. My time, Ikud, why is Shmuel upset? Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Tarnigol Strefa Avoy, it's because he paid him with a trefa chicken. It was a shechet chicken, it looked like it was all wrapped up, like a regular chicken, but it was a trefa, v'yavei ni'alei v'may deshchuta, and he gave it instead of a chicken that was shechted properly. The Alkum thought it was a shechted chicken, and he made it, and it was really a trefa. So he had extra akarasatov there also. Rav Amar, similar teres antik amarli lashkuye. Shmuel said he should give him a special drink called antik, ashkei chamer meziga, and said he gave him diluted wine. He gave him less than what he was expecting. So anyway, that's Shmuel. Shmuel at least holds that Gneus Akum is Aser. We pass in that Mahalacha, Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Reish Chalches. Sivva says, Aser le Ramas Bene Adam, the Mekhan Chamemkar. You can't trick people when it comes to sales, or Lignav Daitam, or even to steal their minds, meaning you're not overcharging. But, Kagon, in Yesh Mumba Mecha, Sarch Laodia, Lelokayach, if there's a mum, there's some blem, some defect in the thing you're selling, even though you're selling it cheap, the market value, but you have to tell him, I'm selling you this cheap because there's a problem with it. And af imhu akum, even if he's an akum, lo yimkar lo basa neveil the cheskel shkuta, you shouldn't sell him neveil meat with what he thinks is kosher shechted meat. Right, so that's halacha's paskin in halacha, that you can't be going to das even from an akum. So the Mordechai says, when Shmuel said tos akum is mutter, that's only mutter if he made the mistake on his own. But for you to trick him, that's going to be Gneivas Das. He brings the Raya, we read it inside. Dafka Kesha Kanani Tova Asmo. This hetcher that we learned last week is only where the Kanani made a mistake on his own. That's when we say Tolos Akam is Mutter, unless it's Chilul Hashem, and unless there's no way possibility of Kiddush Hashem. Avu Lo Hashem Ateyu. But you can't trick him. So Ha'amar Shmuel Per Gid Anosha, because the same Shmuel said in Gid Anosha, also then Gim Das Abrios. Bafila Daitisha Kanani. You can't steal even his mind. You can't mislead someone. Even if he's a Kanani, if you can't steal his mind, you certainly can't steal his money. So that's the Mordechai says, based on this Gemara of the Isser Gnevis Das, the Shmuel can't mean that you can trick him. It must be that if he makes a mistake, you're allowed to keep the money. And that's why he learns the Pshat we said last week, that when his Shmuel was Ivla Leizuzna, it means he gave him an extra dollar. So he'll be happy and he'll go away. He won't try looking into his mistake. He won't try to discover his mistake, but that you should trick him and not only take the gold instead of copper, but you give him less money than he asked for, and that would be usher as Gnevas Das, according to the Mordechai, and that's Paskin by the Ramah. We'll see in a second. The Rambam is mashma that the part we skipped last week, the Rambam in Hilchos Gzeilah Yud Aleph, Halachadal says Abul Hatos Ha'asi, he just says simply you can't trick him, and then he says in Hilchos Gneva Chin Aser LaHatos Esogai Becheshvan, you can't trick him when you're calculating El Yadatikim, you have to be exact with him. Shenemar Chishivim Kaneya, that pasuk we learned why some poskim hold that Gneva's Akum is the Araisa. I mean, based on the Gemara of Akiva's Drasha, that's Gneva's Akum is the Araisa. So Rambam says also you can't trick him in making a calculation. So the Yamshel Shlomo also, even if you want to say maybe the Rambam's not so clear, the Marshal, the Yamshel Shlomo says clearly that to trick an Akum is Aser. Arguing with Rashi, he says, even though Rashi said it was much, first of all, he watered down Rashi like we saw, which I'm not going to find disagreed with, but then he says, I don't agree with Rashi at all. He says, "Lo shari tos agoy ela betami atmo." Tricking is only permitted if he made his own mistake. Ata hakos halo shari. Even though we learned that to not pay, to cancel payment of a loan, that's permitted. That's in a case where he gave you the money, he lent you money, and now you owe him money back. Right, that's where we say you can cancel the loan. Meches, taxes, we'll talk about in a couple of weeks. But when you're talking about a sale, Dome Lugozo, that's like Gezel. Kila Telokech Ashlobal Karcho, he's selling you something, or you're selling him something. And you're tricking him, misleading him to that he should either give you more money than it's worth, or you trick him to give him less money than he deserves for it. You're doing something to trick him, that's Gezel. Vote nearly left Mishum Chilul Hashem. It's also a problem of Chilul Hashem because he might be testing you. But that's the Yam Shel Shlomo's Psak, that more than the Mordechai said. The Mordechai said that it's usur because it's Gneilas Das. You can't trick, mislead him. He'll think he'll owe you favors for it. You're misleading him. Or maybe it's a kosh game that you can't mislead his mind. You can't mislead him, take his money. The Yam Shel Shlomo says it's Gezel. Because why is it Gezel? Why is it theft? Because I'm taking his object. Just like I can't go into his house and steal his object without paying for it, so I also can't go to a store and take his object with paying less money than he wants for it. Right? That's gazel. I'm taking his tomatoes and I'm supposed to be paying $10, and instead I pay $9. So I took his product against his will. He doesn't want to spend it. He doesn't want to take $9. He wants $10 for it. So at least that part of it, Gezel. Maybe the $9 worth of tomatoes are okay, but the part that you took extra, that's Gezel. You took it without his permission. That's Gezel. That's his part. The others will hold. It's only Gezel when you go inside. Here he saw what you were doing and he agreed. So you fooled him, but he agreed. They hold that's still called Ta'os Akum. So Lamaisa, we have three shitas whether you could trick him. Rashi says you can trick him. Everyone else says you can't trick him, but we have two reasons why you're not allowed to trick him. One is because it's Geneva's Da'as, and the other is because it's really Gezel. Tricking him to sell you something when it's not the right price, or it's not the right object, or it's too many or too few, that's called Gezel. And there's a big nafkamina between the two cases. The Shari Mishnah, between the two reasons. The Shari Mishnah says, what happens if you did an Aveira and you tricked the Akum? And now you want to do tshuva. You feel bad that you went into the store all the time and you always were able to slip in a little bit extra into your cart, or you gave him a little less money than he deserved because he didn't know how to count so well, he was old, and you found somebody tricking him. And now you want to do tshuva. You have to return the money that you took, the product, or pay for the products that you took that were extra. So the Shari Mishpat says it will depend on what the reason the issur is. If the reason is because it's theft, like the Marshal says, you stole, so of course you have to give it back. You stole an object, you have to give it back to him. You stole extra tuna, you have to give it back. You stole extra money, you have to give the money back to the Heshev. It's like Zayla, you have to return the Gzela. Now, not everyone holds there is Heshev as a Gzela by an Akum, but most posts can hold there is, so you'd have to return it. But the Shari Mishpat says that if the Isser that you violated in taking and tricking him was Geneva's Das, so Geneva's Das means what you do? You fooled him. Right? You're not allowed to steal someone's mind and they think that they're getting something that they're not getting, or they're giving some more than they're giving less than they're really giving. You fooled him. So that's done already. You stole his mind already back then. You can't give him his mind back. Right? That was done. You have extra money now. That's a mistake he made. Right? According to the Mordechai, really, this is also Ta'os Akum. He made a mistake. He gave you too many cans of tuna. That was his mistake. You're not allowed to cause him to make that mistake, because if you cause him to make that mistake, you're stealing his mind. He thinks he's giving you 48 and you really put 50 in your card and you're fooling him. But that aveira was done. You can't undo that. at that moment, that Sunday afternoon when you went to the store, that's when you stole his mind, and you can't give back a piece of his mind. There's no way of doing tshuva on that. There's no way of undoing that. You have extra 2 to extra cans of tuna, but that's tolos akum. You tricked him into making a mistake. Tolos akum, you're allowed to keep unless it's chil Hashem, or you could do a kiddush Hashem. So the Sharei Mishpat says, depending on which reason you hold, it'll be a shaila whether you have to return it. So he's agreeing that you shouldn't do it l'chachila, like those shitas that hold it's aser. But if you did it, do you have to return it afterwards? That'll be a suffix, depending on what the reason of the iser is. Now, how do we paskin? The Ramah says like this in Shin Mem Chesed Beis, the halacha we've been learning. Toos akum. A mistake of an akum. Kigon lahatos of a cheshman. To cause him to make a mistake in calculation. O lahapkiya hava also. Or to cancel a loan that you owe him is mutter. As long as he won't find out, so there shouldn't be chilul Hashem. That's Rashi Shita, that it's even mutter to trick him. But then he says, Yesh Roman, Dasa Latoso, some hold that it's aser to trick him, and that's the Shita of the Mordechai he's bringing, and then we have the other reason that the Yamshel Shalma holds this guest, and Mamas Shach brings that also. So Ramo has both Shitas, how do we paskin? All the poskim paskin that we have to be machmir. Shulchan Aruch Rav, Aruch HaShulchan I've written down here, they say you're not allowed to trick an akum. It's like stealing. It's not like Yehovah, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says. The Aruch HaShulchan says there's no chilek b'din Yisrael, the Einu Yisrael. But he brings down whether when it comes to returning, then Yesh Mishra Rasulam, that you don't have to return it because of this chilek. But he says it's not mashma that way. From the post, Kim heals, you don't even have to return it. So what's Lamaisa? Lamaisa is Rav Badner brings from Al Yoshev that he says certainly Lahalocha Lamaisa, can read the Lashon Lahalocha Lamaisa Tzrichinino Kedeh Shnia. We have to hold Lahalocha like the second Shita Me'ach Hasharav Rishonim Sovrim Hachi. Most Rishonim hold that way that it's Aser to trick an Akum Umuva Berama. Al B'diyevet. But what happens if you did it? You made that mistake. Im kavar hitayu, if you already tricked him, ein tzarich la'achzilo, then you don't have to return it. Once again, unless there'll be a kiddush Hashem, then you why not make a kiddush Hashem like last week? The yesh letzarech kol hasovrim dalpiv begezel akam ein chayv la'achzilo, because then you can besides the shayla and the shara mishpat, whether you by tolos akam by hatoyos akam you have to return it. Kavishas ganevas das. There's also those shitas that hold that even by gezel you don't have to return it, so you can be mistar of that, even though we don't hold like that on its own, but over here where it was only tricking him, and it's according to the Shara Mishpat, according to the Mordechai, it's only Ganeva's Das, you wouldn't have to return it, so he ends up for Yoshev holds, you don't have to return it. There's a shuva from Moshe, someone who wanted to do tshuva from a lot of bad things he had done, and one of them was that he had stolen, were tricked, he'd smuggle things out of the store. Ramosha says that you should return it, even though he says Roy Lachmaf La'akum, you should return them. But I'm not sure if he's holding that Lamais. But in any case, that could be that he was just trying to help this person do tshuva. There's a whole slew of things that he had done wrong that he was talking about. So that's what Ramosha Tzak was over there. Now Rabbanu goes with this Tzak of Revel Yashiv to say that certainly Lachachila, you shouldn't try to trick an akum, but b'dieved, if you did, so you're not mechuyev to return it. He gives a lot of cases. I have one written down over here from a lot of these cases are from Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg. I have a case over here. We mentioned it in the beginning, where someone wanted to. He just got his driver's license, and he wanted to get insurance, but since he's young, his new driver's insurance would be very high. So what he did was, so the premium should be lower, he registered the car in someone else's name. So whatever insurance he had to pay. But this new car, a brand new car, instead of putting it in his name, he put it in someone else's name. He was paying the premium, and it was registered in the other person's name. So what's the halacha in such a case? So at this point, as Alman Nechemia says, there hasn't been any hatoyas akum done because you didn't trick him to give you anything. What you're doing is you're hiring him to guarantee your expenses in case there's an accident. Really, since you're young and or in case you live in the city, you should have to pay a certain premium for the company's insurance that they'll take care of any problems that will arise later. So you should really have to pay $1,000 a year. And because you tricked them, because you did your tricks, you ended up that you're only paying him $800 a quarter or a year, whatever, instead of $1,000. So at that point, you didn't take anything from him. You're just paying him less for the service that he deserves, right? They're really that this service is $1,000 a year because the driver's young and it's really parked in the city, whatever the reason is. You, by you misleading them by putting on the form that the car is registered in someone else's address, now you're paying him less money. So that's like hafkas hava. You're paying him less than what you owe him. So if there'd be no chilul Hashem involved, so that would be no problem. But so you're going to say, okay, so let's go do it. It's not going to help you any, because if any accident happens and now you want to collect, okay, accident happened and you want to call insurance, I want the $10,000 to cover the accident, so that's usur. Then at that point it becomes hatoyas akum. At that point it becomes you're tricking the akum, because what are you trying? You were illegal. This whole deal was illegal, and by rights he can say, look, I don't have to pay a thing. This thing was, you were paying the wrong premiums, you registered in the other person's name, the whole deal is bottled. We don't have to deal with you. But what you want to do is you want to trick him and say, well, no, nothing wrong happened here. It's really his car, and he'll call, and you're going to get the $10,000 from the Akum. So the Akum, you're tricking the Akum into giving you $10,000. At that point, it's going to be Hatoyas Akum. It'll either be Gneivas Das, according to the Mordechai. It'll be Gezel Gomer, according to the Marshal, according to one Shrita and the Ramah B'Motva. We don't pass in that way. So that's what he says. So he says, even at the point where you were paying the premiums, there was no Gezel at that point. If it had been a Jew, it had been Oshek. You're withholding proper wages by an Akumis Hakaz Hava. Now, he doesn't say it, but besides Hakaz Hava, it's also Sheker, you're lying, which could also be an issue. But that's not, you can't charge someone for that. But when it comes to collecting, so then he owes, you're not allowed to collect, because that would be Hatoyas Akum. You're tricking, you're taking money from the Akum under false pretenses, even though he's willingly giving it to you, the company's willing in giving it to you, but it's under the false pretenses, so that would be usher to do, either because of Gneivas Das or because of its real gezel, according to the Marshal. He gives a lot of other interesting cases that come up all the time that we might be tempted to do. We'll go through a few of them quickly. It says there, you go to a museum and there's a cheaper price for children under 13, and your child is 14, but he's really small, and you can easily tell him that he's 13. So that's going to be also Hatoyas Akum, because he has a right to say, look, we're offering my price for you to come into my property over here is $8 for anyone over 13, and this kid is over 13, he should have to pay $8. You're now saying, look, I'm going to trespass in your property for $5, because I'm saying that he's only 12 years old, so you're tricking him into letting you in by getting less money. That's like taking extra cans of tuna. You're giving him money for what you pay for some of them, but you're taking extra cans. You're giving him some money, but the real price is higher. So according to the Marshal, it'll be Gneivas Das. According to the Ramah Mordechai, it'll be Gneivas Das. According to the Yamshel Shlomo, it'll be real Gezel, and you're not allowed to do that. You have to do tshuva. You decide years later, I made a mistake, I want to do tshuva. So that, according to the Shari Mishpat, you wanted to do tshuva because it's a safek, like Rabbi Yosef said, it's a safek whether there you can undo the aveir, because if it's Gneivas Das, you can't undo it. If it's Gezel, you can. It's a safek, so you wouldn't have to return it. And once again, unless you want to make a Kiddush Hashem, he says the case of executive billed his employer for his expenses, but he threw in a few things that weren't legitimate, so he's tricking the big company, the corporation, to pay him. And once again, even though it's a corporation, if it's just means it's a partnership of many, many Akum, so it's also Aser to steal from them or to trick them. So they're also, it's Aser, it'd be wrong to add in improper expenses that weren't really taken. So that would also be, even though he's giving it to you, willing you the money, but you're tricking him into giving you that money. That's tallest hatoyas alchem. You're tricking him. It's gneivas das according to the Mordechai, and it's gezel according to the Yamsa Shlomo. You bought something. The warranty expired. It's a year and a half, but you know your friend just bought one a few months ago. So you say, can I borrow your sales receipt so I can use it to return my phone? Mine's a year and a half, and the warranty expires after a year, yours is 6 months. So there, I'm tricking them into giving me a new phone. They're giving it to me willingly, but I'm tricking them. That's Hatoyas Akum. According to the Marshal, it's Gezel Gomer. According to the Mordechai, it's Gnevas Das. I'm not allowed to do that. I borrow a AAA card from someone to get my car towed for free, even though I'm not allowed to transfer it. So they also, I'm getting free service when I should have to pay for it. So if they did it on their own, so that's a tall sakam, it's a tall sabal maybe. But over here where I caused him to give me that free service, that's going to be either Gnevas Das or Gezel. I'm stealing from him and I'm not allowed to do that. A physician bills the insurance for procedures that weren't really done. That's also, even though the insurance company is giving him the money, but you're causing him to misleading them. That's either Gnevas Das or Gezel, and that's Aser. The case of the medication, we said, to say that the medication is for the brother who, the sibling who already fulfilled his deductible, so the insurance company will pay wrongly. That's also Hatoyas Akum. All these cases are Aser. He has a few other cases, but I think we get the idea that to cause an Akum to give a service or merchandise, even though they're giving it willingly, but they're giving it under false pretenses that we caused. So it's, even though Rashi says it's mutter, most poskim hold it's aser, most rishonim hold it's aser. What the aser is a machlokas, is it just gneivas das, which is an aser daraisa probably, or is it gezel gomer, like the marshal says, that's a machlokas. And the nafkamina is whether we violated that, do we have to pay back. Rabbi Yosef says that since it's a machlokas, we don't have to correct the mistake and pay back for all the times that we made those mistakes. We caused the Akum to make those mistakes. So let's think about the cases we began with. The case we began with, the case of the stroller when you came out of the store with the stroller, or the case of the tuna, you thought you had 48, but there were really 50 in your bag when you got home. Or the case of you said you hadn't received your checks, and they sent you the new box of checks, and then the original one came. So what's halacha over there? So there, you're not stealing, because stealing would be, I go into the store and I take two cans of tuna and put it in my pocket and walk out. That's stealing, right? Shoplifting. Right, that's stealing. But over here, I put all the cans over here. They're all on the counter. And he say, how many are there? I say 48. I thought there were 48. And even if I didn't think there were 48, and I knew there were 50, and I said 48, that would be called Hatoyas Akum. That would be Mutter according to Rashi. That wouldn't be stealing, because they see it. Let them count. I'm just fine. You know, they trust me, and I'm misusing their trust. So that's not stealing. It's tricking. But what happens if I tricked Bishogeg? I tricked not really realizing I was tricking them. Right? I took out 50, I thought there were 48. When I got home, I started stacking, and I see they're not stacking up right. I have two extra. I see that I got 50 instead of 48. Or I ordered those checks. I wasn't doing it on purpose. I didn't go to their business there and then pull out an extra box. I told them, send it to me. Which is a case of Hatoyas Akum. They sent it because of me. But I and made a mistake in doing that. So even if you hold that was a wrong thing to do, I mean, looking back, you wish you hadn't done it. But even if it was an Isser. Some hold that Gezel B'Shogeg, there's all Ktos in the Sivas, whether such a thing as stealing B'Shogeg. Here it's tricking B'Shogeg, you know, that could be an issue. But even if you hold that there's an issue, that you're not allowed to steal B'Shogeg, which you're not allowed to. I mean, it's, you made a mistake. But it's not going to be any worse than a case where you actually purposely tricked the Akum and then he did Tshuva. We said that when you tricked him and you did tshuva afterwards, according to the Sharim Mishpat, the way Rabbi Yosef says, well, since it's a Sofik, whether you have to return it, so you don't have to because it might only be Gnevis Das and the damage is done already. So over here, I don't even know if there is Gnevis Das B'Shogeg. You know, you weren't, maybe it's Gezel B'Shogeg, according to the Mashal, that type of Gezel B'Shogeg, but at this point, where you now discover it, so if it was Geneva's Das, you can't undo it. If it's Gezel, so that you could undo it, but since it's a Sothek, then Rabbi Yosha said you don't have to return it, so it would seem that in such cases, if you could do a Kiddush Hashem by it, and, you know, you'll make a Kiddush Hashem, so it's no worse than last week by Tolos Akum, where it's Mamish Mutter. We said, if you could do a Kiddush Hashem, you should do a Kiddush Hashem. But suppose, like these cases where it's a company far away, you know, the Czechs, you know, it's not going to be any Kiddush Hashem over there. You know, you say you're a rabbi, and you say, Rabbi, I think if it's these people in Bombay, they won't know what that means, and it won't make a difference to them. There's no Kiddush Hashem. So there wouldn't be such a point in returning them. Or if it's such a small item, it's a can of tuna, it's 58 cents, and you have a $200 thing that you bought, and it's 58 cents a can, you take it to the giants, and you say, look, I made this mistake. I don't know if it'll be such a big Kiddush Hashem. Like, if you catch him at the checkout, and it's easy for them to correct it, so that's a Kiddush Hashem, that they say, oh, look, honest people, and, you know, but if you take it to them, you know, I came, and I went through it, they look at your whole list, and you say, look, they scan each one separately, and they're going to have to count how many they really did, and there's one extra, they're not going to be happy that you came back for that 58 cents. I don't think that's going to be Kiddush Hashem. So if there's no Kiddush Hashem involved, I don't want to have anything gezel in my house, you know, it's something I don't deserve, but that's the halacha. We're saying that even if you purposely tricked them, and now you want to do tshuva, mi'ikra din, you don't, according to Rabbi Yosef, you don't have to return it, but it's a subject whether you're chayav to return it, so you don't have to. I'm asking the chaver all of haraya, you're going to say, kimli, that I have to. So, since mi'ikra din, you don't have to return it, so where there's no Kiddush Hashem going to be accomplished by returning it, so then I think there's nothing wrong with just enjoying that extra can of tuna that you got illicitly. In the case of the stroller, I think it will be the same thing. You know, if the stroller is, if you're far away, now you're back in Baltimore and it'll cost you $100 to return a $20 item, so, you know, if you want to do a Kiddush Hashem, it'll be a nice thing. It'll be a Kiddush Hashem, but you have to go all the way back and I'll spend a day off of work or to return it. So they're also, since it was in fair view of them, you didn't put it in your pockets to steal it. It was in full view of the checkout and they just didn't bother looking and you were absent-minded. You didn't tell them about it. So that's the case of Hatoyas Akum at worst. And therefore, we could rely on that psak that you're not mechuyah to return it. So this pretty much closes out the dealings with individual akums, with even corporations of akums. We learned about stealing. We learned about withholding payment to them that forcefully, which is oshet. We learned about withholding payment when no one knows about it, when it's nechil Hashem. That's hakolas halva, which is okay, and as long as it's nechil Hashem, as long as there can't be any kiddush Hashem. We learned about tolos akum where they made a mistake on their own. Last week they gave you extra change, and this week we learned how the issur of tricking them to make that mistake. What's left is, we'll talk, I think, din the Malchusa dinner next week. We'll talk about the rules. That's a famous concept of following the secular law when it involves the government. And the week after, we'll talk about taxes.